Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to continue this journey as we've been talking about walking with Jesus, and today I want to talk about Christianity, the scandal of it, and the validation of it. I've known Jesus and attempted to walk with Jesus since I was a young man, 50 plus years ago. I've been told, I don't know how many times, by people that don't believe in Jesus, that they would never become a Christian because of what they see and all the hypocrites that are in Christian churches. I mean, you know how it goes, right? I mean, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Can I just stop and say, I'm one of those people. It is so much easier to talk the talk than it is to walk the walk. But can I just say to you, I think it's one of those things that we need to wrap our head around when it comes to Christianity in 2022 in America. You see, I think the single greatest cause of atheism today is because of people who acknowledge Jesus with words but deny him with our life. Now think about that. I mean, there's all kind of churches out there that are going to tell you about morality. There are all type of people out there that are going to try and grow the church in the name of Christ, but we all know that what they're trying to grow is pocketbooks and fame. I mean, honestly, when I look at what we've done to Christianity, it scares me to death. Because the truth is, every single Christian is a hypocrite. It's the whole basis around the Christian faith, as the Bible insists. Jesus didn't come into the world to affirm us. He didn't come into the world and accept good people, but rather rescue and receive people that are not so good, like me. Being a religion of grace, being a faith of grace, following a person like Jesus of grace, doesn't have much to say to people, whether religious or secular, who build their lives and their whole identity upon the idea of being good or virtuous. Jesus, the Christ, came into the world to save sinners, is what Paul wrote. I mean, the Apostle Paul knew it. I mean, he said in 1 Timothy 1:15 that he was the worst of all the sinners. I mean, in Romans 3, the text says, no one is righteous, no, not one. No one does good, not even one. I mean, that's me and you, friend. When asked, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance. So to say that Christians are hypocrites, that we all fall short of the mark, that we don't keep the standard, is actually affirming one of the chief tenets of our faith, maybe the chief tenet of our faith. It is to validate the very claim of Jesus, that he came for people that were whacked out and were sick because of we are sinners. And we recognize that apart from his rescue, we would hopelessly be awash in hopelessness and we'd perish. You see, it's fair to call out Christians for hypocrisy. Don't get me wrong. The hypocrisy in no way negates Christianity. It does, however, establish it. It's kind of like I read in a book that I loved by Scott Sauls. It said, in the same way that it would make zero sense to call Beethoven a substandard composer because a six-year-old plays a Beethoven piece sloppily and out of tune at a piano recital, it makes zero sense to call Jesus a substandard savior because his followers imitate him badly. Think about that. I mean, this is the way it works. All honest people, whether religious or secular or otherwise, will be able to identify with the pronouncement that we are all on some level hypocrites. We all live inconsistently with the beliefs we profess. You know what I've learned? We become better hypocrites, though, when we choose to walk with Jesus and choose his way. I mean, I know that when I think about what Jesus has done for me and what he's doing in me and around me, religion presumes to work for the favor of God, but life with Jesus, walking with Jesus, works from a favor that's already been given by God freely in Christ Jesus. Oh, my friend, this is great news for me and you. I mean, think about it. Me and you, messed up hypocrites. Jesus and Jesus alone can give a good name to bad people, and it's therefore our ultimate source and power for the gentle answer of I need to walk with Jesus. My friend, let that be your cry today. Jesus, I long to walk with you. God bless you, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday, streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.